Comic, actor, and writer Dennis Leary first became known for his short, corrosive, satirical bits on MTV. Now he's co-creator, executive producer, co-writer, and star of the series Rescue Me. The fifth season has just premiered on FX. Leary plays Tommy Gavin, a New York City firefighter who's constantly risking his life to save others, but constantly letting down his friends and family and getting into fights. In this scene from next week's episode, he's facing expulsion from the fire department because of his reckless behavior, and he's sent to meet with the department shrink.
Let's see what we got here. You dress up in your dead cousin's gear and go out on calls with your crew and the crew on another shift. You'd hide in the truck and you'd go out on calls as your dead cousin. This dead cousin thing, what is up with that?
After 9/11, it's kind of complicated, but basically, in a nutshell, had some problems with my wife, drinking pills, a lot of pills, a lot of drinking, and my brother and my wife had an affair, and but he's dead now. So, and then I quit drinking and the pills and everything. So.
Okay, get out of here.
I didn't kill him, yeah. My brother.
It's okay. Go.
You know, guys like you, you just... I get, 4 seconds to explain myself? I've been fighting fires.
Mr. Gavin, go back to work. You're cleared. Case dismissed.
Go back to the firehouse?
Look, Mr. Gavin, you're a vet. You've got all the years, the saves, the mental recommendations.
That's right.
Whack job or not. The department can't afford to lose guys like you. Maybe you're a little nuts, yeah, but all the guys we lost in the towers, all the guys who got out after, you know, there's just too much fresh blood on the job right now. We need you.
Well, thank you. So I'm not crazy.
Oh, you're crazy. You're like Margot Kidder, hiding in the bushes, kind of crazy. But, you know, your job is to run at the fire. You got to be a little crazy, right? Right.
Dennis Leary also has a book released last year called Why We Suck, and he's on a new comedy tour. Terry spoke to Dennis Leary in 2007.
Dennis Leary, welcome back to Fresh Air. Rescue Me was inspired by a couple of firefighters you were close to. Would you tell us something about them?
One is the technical advisor to Rescue Me, an old friend of mine named Terry Quinn, who's been a New York City firefighter for 20-some-odd years now, and he... is one of my oldest friends and, much like Tommy Gavin, has no interest in becoming an officer or anything other than a truck guy, which means the guys who actually, you know, run off into the fire, you know, when they jump off the rig at an event. He's an action guy. So he's also our technical advisor in charge of all of our big fire scenes. And the other guy, who shall remain nameless, who's a good friend of mine as well... whenever I see him, whatever he's talking about in terms of his personal life becomes fodder for the upcoming episodes of Rescue Me because he lives such a rich and interesting life. Then two of those guys combined are who Tommy Gavin is. He's just lives and dies to fight fires.
You have a cousin who was killed in a fire.
Yeah. And
do you think he ever thought that would happen to him?
He used to say when his wife or his mother or anybody would say, you know, what are we going to do if something happens to you? Because he was considered a quote-unquote fireman's fireman, like he was the first guy in. The night that he died, he was filling in for a guy who had done a favor for him, and he was supposed to be driving the truck, but he hated staying with the truck while guys went into a fire. So he traded off with another guy who said, you know, I don't want to sit with the truck if something happens tonight. I want to be in the building. So... he wasn't supposed to be working that night, and he wasn't supposed to be actually going into the building, but he was because that's where he wanted to be. He was looking for two homeless people. He used to say, you guys are just going to have to deal with it if I get killed. See, the amazing part of that story with my cousin is not just that he went into a burning, you know, inferno of a cold storage warehouse building that the windows had been bricked up. He went in looking for two homeless people. He got trapped with another guy. The kid that I grew up with, that we grew up with, named Tommy Spencer, who was outside when they closed the building down. The chief said, nobody else is going in. It's too big. It was shutting the building down. Tommy Spencer tied three other guys to himself, and he walked up to the chief who was blocking the doorway and said, "Get out of the way or I'll knock you down. I'm going in to get Paul and Jerry." And they went in, and within, you know, minutes, the building went up a second time. That is an amazing amount of courage, and the sense of brotherhood, and just to begin with, the sense of brotherhood towards your fellow man, two homeless people that you don't even know, and then the sense of, well, we know this is probably not going to work, but we have to make that last stand to see if we can get those guys out.
I'd imagine that, you know, starring in doing some of the writing and, of course, also producing the series Rescue Me has you thinking a lot about death and about kind of self-destructive impulses. Because like your character, Tommy, he deals with life and death every day in putting himself in life-threatening situations to rescue people. At the same time, he flirts with death through smoking and alcohol and really stupid risks he takes in his personal life.
Yeah. Yeah, I think part of the attraction to writing these guys was the male ego, as it exists in almost every man, and then the male ego as required for the type of courage that this job takes. One of the things that the male ego does when mortality bumps up against it is you want to have sex. You want to prove, I'm vital, I'm alive. Look at me, I'm alive. And these guys are living this crazy job that has everything to do with life and death, but nothing to do with life as we know it, love, death, and taxes, you know, the way we look at it. So that's where I find it to be very rich. And this, it never ceases to amaze me, the stories. Like a buddy of mine told me a story today. He was a firefighter. He was at work. He got a phone call from his brother, and his brother said, "I got some bad news." And he said, "What is it?" He said, "Dad died." He said, "When?" "Like about 5 minutes ago." And he said, "All right." And he went back into the bunk room. He fell asleep. The alarm went off an hour later. He went to a fire. He never dealt with his father's death because he dealt with death. And then one day he was reading Flags of Our Fathers last year, and he collapsed for 2 days and basically couldn't stop crying. You know, 10 years after his father had died, because he's so afraid of letting the other emotions about the girl that he didn't save here, the guys that came out of 9/11 like him, and the guys who didn't, guys that he knew and loved, and so many emotions that they're like, you have to be an animal, you have to be like a shark, you have to keep moving forward. Yeah, everything's behind me, everything's behind me, everything's behind me. That's an interesting story. I mean, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to Tommy Gavin when he stops moving?
Yeah, here's this character who's really attracted to extremes, you know, so like, you know, rescuing people and fighting fires and stuff. But those extremes don't match in, say, being life as a spouse or as a father. And he has real trouble in those areas.
Yeah, and most of the guys that I know, even the guys that this character is based on, have those same issues. But you know what? If you asked them, if you cornered them, you wouldn't even have to corner them. You could just ask them. They'll say that's what makes them a great firefighter. One of the things they talk about, women compartmentalizing emotions and approaches and how they live. And that's one of the things about, like, even my cousin Jerry, he knew that there was a chance every time he was, you know, at work that he wasn't going to come back. And he was okay with that, even though he loved his kids and his wife. And his wife understood when she met him that that's what he wanted to be. He knew that was a box in his head, that this is always a possibility and it doesn't matter. I still will take the chance. It's like rolling the dice, you know?
Has it been, like, oddly therapeutic to write your character of Tommy in Rescue Me? Because he has so many of the extremes of the male ego that you've written about, and probably some of which you've had and probably some of which you've tried to, like, undo. But, like, by putting all of these extremes, you know, like the fighting, the drinking, the inability to have really enduring emotional relationships.
Yes.
So by putting that in him, can you stand back and say, I see what the problem is?
Well, it has helped me, definitely. It has helped me, certainly, in terms of grief. I lost so many people in such a short period of time, from the time my cousin was killed in that fire through 9/11, and then one of my best friends on the planet, Ted Demme, dropped dead January of 2002, right after 9/11. It helps in that regard. It does. What's good is that the two guys I said that I based the character on are like my same age, and I was talking to one of them this morning just about some very, very personal stuff, and the two of us were comparing notes on stupid things that we've done in relationships and talking about our kids and raising our kids. And the good thing is that at this age, we're starting to realize what idiots we have been and are potentially capable of being again. And I think that's a thing that I was never a part of my father's generation of men. Like, I'm talking to this really tough, great New York City firefighter, and he's telling me things. It's like I'm talking to my shrink. And he's telling me things that that are ringing bells in my head, and I'm going, yeah, you're right. We do need to be more emotionally available for the women in our lives and for our daughters and for our sons. And then I hear an alarm go off because he's at the firehouse. He's like, I'll call you back later. And he's going out on the call. So there's hope that we as men, that we will actually – I can't believe I'm 50 and just learning a lot of the stuff that I'm learning. I mean, I look back and I think, what a moron I was. I mean, what did I think?
Give me an example.
I'll give you an example. A year ago, I got into a fight with a cab driver. It was just ridiculous downtown, which ended up with nothing except him locking himself in the car and me trying to get in. And then me realizing that there are people with camera phones, and that I've achieved nothing except if I wasn't in shape, I'd probably have a heart attack. And then I was late for work, so I drove away going, now what did I gain there? My face is red, my blood pressure is high, my heart's racing, I'm angry as hell, and all I've got is a bruise on my hand and nothing else.
What was the fight with the taxi cab driver about?
All right, so now you want to get to the core of the male ego?
Yes.
I'm on my way to work. I'm driving. It's early in the morning. I'm driving to the set of Rescue Me. And, you know, this is why they really don't allow me to drive myself to work anymore, by the way. I'm driving myself to work, and there's nothing but green lights in front of us because there's no traffic. It's like, you know, it's 5:45 or something in the morning. And he's strolling along at like 10 miles an hour. He's looking to find a fare. And I beep the horn because we got four green lights in front of us. And he short brakes me. He puts the brake on, and I just miss hitting his back end. Then he speeds up to the next, it's still a green light, the next block. And I come up behind him, and he short brakes me again. So I squeal to a stop, and he goes a third time. Well, the third time, I'm not proud to say it, but it was, I think, any jury of my peers would be on my side. You know, like 12 Dennis Learys. I hit him, I tapped him from behind. And, of course, we both got out. And he started screaming in half English, half Pakistani, because he's not an American citizen. That's why that's where I started. I was like, get your license and registration. That's when he panicked, because he didn't have one, because he's not a citizen of this country. So he locks himself in the cab. And I'm ranting and raving and holding up my wallet and my license and registration, you know, wearing a 62 truck Rescue Me T-shirt. You know, could I have more of an advertisement? Like, I wonder who that is. So, and it went on for like 15, 20 minutes. It's stupid. It's so stupid. And by the way, thank God my kids weren't with me so they could see how what an example their dad is for yelling and screaming at a guy who can't even understand English, you know. But I was in the right. See, there's the male ego part. I was right because there were green lights and he was, it's stupid.
Well, Dennis Learys, I wish you good luck in being mature, and it was great to talk with you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye.
Dennis Learys and Terry Gross recorded in 2007. The fifth season of Learys' series Rescue Me premiered on FX this week.